100 years they've been doing it right. It's HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, or handyman, they team with you. They work with you. They make you more efficient with your time, more efficient with your money. There's our terrific friends at Harbin Lumber and HarbinLumber.com. I wasted my summer praying in vain, waiting for this guy to text back 21 minutes in. 21 minutes.
Is he okay?
Did he run out of minutes on his phone? Is he in a bad cell? 21 minutes. Hey, dude, at least text back and call uncle. Do it again. One more time.
I can't. It's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
I messed up. I didn't know it was coming. Well, we're waiting. Let's get to our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. My good friend Charles B. Pellet is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Charlie Pellet. How you doing, man?
Mickey, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Couldn't be better. You know, I looked at the weather, man. We're going to cool down maybe a little bit here next couple of weeks. That might be pretty cool. I know we've got some pretty big days coming up, some seasons that are coming up right around the corner, aren't we?
Yes, we do, Mickey. I mean, it's unbelievable. If you live in the low part of the state or if you want to hunt down there, deer season opens on the 15th of August. So, you know, we're knocking at that door. And bow season starts in the upstate around September 15th. So if you hadn't shot your bow in a while, it's time to get it out, rising up the bow. Clean it up, check it out, be sure it's in good working order. If it needs some fixing, take it to the pro to get it looked at, beat the rush. Otherwise, you know, you'll be waiting to the end and everybody else been waiting and the guy said, well, I get to it when I can. Just get out there and practice. The best way to practice for me is get a couple of my buddies out there, start flinging arrows and laughing and giggling, maybe have a beer or two and after you finish. And, you know, everybody's BSing and if you can handle shooting a target at 20, 30, 40 yards with people making fun of you, then when a deer comes out, you'll be ready. You'll be ready and on the money.
All right. And now you said you get it repaired, tuned up, all that kind of stuff. I know we do with shotguns and rifles, we do sightings. I guess you could do that. We do the same thing maybe with the bow?
Pretty much. You've got different pins. You got a 20-yard pin, a 30-yard pin, a 40-yard pin, and some people take it all the way out to 50. Be sure each one of those on. You know, the more you shoot, the better you'll be. Then the next thing's coming up, which is my favorite, is dove hunting. So it's time to get your shotgun out, check it out. Shooting skeet's a great way to get in shape for dove season. You can either go to Kmart or Walmart and buy you a hand thrower for about $5 or $6. Get you some clay targets. You can get about 100 of them for $6-$7. Or you can buy some more different throwers for a little bit more money, or you can just go to a sporting clay target place and then you can do on average $50 for 100 targets. There's several of them. Just go website Sporting Clays. Each station set up like a different hunting situation. Some of them are like a flushing quail. You got landing ducks, you got cross shots, you just got going away shots. Each one's different and every time you go back they change it around, so you never get the same thing, but it's just good experience for getting you ready for dove season.
Well, here's the thing. I could tell, man, you guys are excited. You guys are – we always talk about football season. I know for you guys it's something different out there. But, you know, you planted all of them. I spent some time a couple weeks ago. A guy said, man, we got our fields done this, and we planted this, and we got all this stuff going on. It's almost here for you, buddy. I know you got a little excitement in your voice. Besides that, what is always here and never out of season is selling some great properties. I was on the website, looked at it last night, and, boy, I tell you what, you just keep adding some great properties there at jrland.com.
Yeah, it's been a great summer. Normally we are sitting around waiting for things to happen and just making it happen. But we've been really working hard, got a lot of listings. I got to look almost every day just to see what we have new. And the best way to contact is give us a phone call at 864-631-2770. Or www.jrland.com. Look at all our properties. Man, you know, we're fired up. Probably won't see as much when season comes in, but we'll take a break from hunting to show you whatever you need to look at.
I love it, buddy. I love it. I can tell it's that exciting time of year for you. Hey, look forward to visiting with you guys next week. Have a great weekend, Charlie.
You too. Take care.
All right, man. That's our friend Charlie Pellet. Charles B. Pellet of Jinx Inc. Realty. Get in touch with those good folks. Nice people there. Got a little dove season, a little duck season. I mean, a little deer season coming in, man. Looking good. Here's an interesting text. Healthcare text line 986-1566. Mark writes in, do you think Taj Boyd, Rodney Williams, Steve Fuller, Charlie Whitehurst, Woody Dantzler would have a chance against what you perceive Trevor Lawrence to be? That's a great question. Of that list, I know Taj well, I know Rodney well. I don't know Steve Fuller well. We've had him on the show a couple of times, but I don't know him well. Charlie don't know well. Woody, I know, okay. Woody's back now in the area, which is great. I would say all those guys are competitors, and all those guys have a lot of confidence in themselves. But I would think that if any of those guys have spent any time around the program, I think they would tell you the same thing. I think they would tell you that at this point in time in his career, this very early stages of his career, Trevor Lawrence enters college football with more ability. Now, Taj was a workaholic. Rodney Williams was as tough as leather. Steve Fuller was as bright a guy as you'll ever be around. Whitehurst was very athletic. Woody was as good an athlete as ever played quarterback here. Those guys were amazing quarterbacks. And of those guys, really, I mean, Deshaun's the only one you'd add in that list, maybe of a top quarterbacks ever at Clemson history. So I wouldn't put Deshaun in this list we're talking about. But as far as, well, I'll tell you what, even Deshaun. I mean, Dabo Swinney has said, quote, Trevor Lawrence at this stage is more talented than Deshaun Watson was at this stage. And people give me a hard time about the Trevor Lawrence stuff. But when you read the quote, we think at this stage he's more developed, he's better than Trevor Lawrence, then how can he not be excited about that? I don't blame Clemson fans one bit for being excited about Trevor Lawrence. And so, and I get this all the time from non-Clemson fans. Well, how in the world can you say that your starter last year won in 12 games? How can y'all even be talking about it? Because they're awfully excited about Trevor Lawrence because of what Dabo's saying about him, what we've seen, what all the recruiting people say about him, what Brandon Streeter says about him. I don't blame Clemson fans at all for being ultra excited about that. How could you not? When your head coach, now Dabo is a pretty optimistic cat. Here's what he said about Trevor Lawrence. He's got everything you look for, you could possibly want. He's just been a natural from day one, all the way from the ninth grade on. He's got an unbelievable arm talent. That's pretty easy to see when you watch him. But I think he's just very poised and is a great competitor. He's been a great leader for his program. He's a very good student and just a guy I think shows what that knows what he wants and is willing to work for it. He said, he's just so physically developed for a young man. Deshaun was obviously pretty special. Dabo Swinney says, Deshaun's obviously special coming out of Georgia. He's just way ahead of Deshaun from a physical standpoint. He didn't say he's ahead of him. He said he's way ahead of him. And you can get Clemson fans to get on them for a bit to get excited about that. Well, who could get, of course he gets. Now, we'll see where he is mentally and where he transitioned and all that. He goes, but from where he's starting from, he's, quote, just way ahead of Deshaun from a physical standpoint. That's your answer to it. So, as good, look, I love Taj Boyd. I think Taj Boyd's one of the most important players in Clemson football history. Taj Boyd, I think, would tell you that Trevor starts with a higher starting point. Rodney Williams has been a friend of mine since I was in the 7th grade, and at the time was the all-time winningest quarterback in Clemson history, and a very, very important part of building this program. I think Rodney will tell you on the broadcast again this year that Trevor Lawrence is ahead of him starting out. I don't know what Steve Fuller would say. Fuller was a phenomenal athlete, 6th in Heisman voting. going into it. And Fuller was a very highly recruited guy. But going into it, I'll take Trevor over that. Trevor probably looks more like Charlie Whitehurst than the rest of them. Not just hair-wise, but body-wise. 6'5", you know, athletic. Charlie Whitehurst is a good athlete at 6'5". And hadn't talked to Woody about it. And again, these guys are confident, but hadn't talked to Woody about it. But Woody was a totally different deal. Mark and Anderson says Willie Korn. Willie Korn, you know, we had a show about, Brad had a show about guys that for some reason or not just didn't play what other expectations before. And they talked a little bit about Willie Korn in that one. I think Willie Korn comes down to the main thing there was the shoulder surgery. And Willie said himself in that great article in the State Paper, he couldn't throw the football like he once did. I mean, I sat on the sidelines in Tennessee and Florida. I mean, Tennessee and Georgia was there, I'm sorry, one night. I saw him play about 10 times in high school, but I'm on the sidelines, and the recruiter from Tennessee and the recruiter from Georgia were there, and I forgot who they were at the time. But I said, man, tell me if I'm missing something here. Is this kid as good as the thing is? And they said, no, he's the number one quarterback in the country. And he goes, we recruited them all. And this was like in the 10th grade. He's like, this guy is the real deal. This guy's the number one quarterback in the country. He can do anything he wants to do. Now he got hurt. So we don't judge him after that. Texture says, yeah, but he said from a physical standpoint, not necessarily a football standpoint. I mean, you can take one look at Trevor, and he's probably more physically above every freshman coming in. It took a year or two for Deshaun to bulk up and get physically mature. Sure, but that's the point. Isn't that the point? Deshaun Watson hurt in high school, hurt his knee in spring practice, hurt his collarbone in that very first spring against Louisville, hurt his thumb or hand, and against Georgia Tech, tore his knee. Isn't that the point? And I'll tell you this. According to one former Clemson quarterback who's been at practice, said the thing that they didn't know about Trevor Lawrence was how he's going to handle it. He goes, but you watch him and Cleveland Farrell's barreling down on him and the guy takes one step up and slings it. How hard he would work, how soon he would buy into everything, how fast he would catch on to everything. I mean, look, there's still going to be growing pains. There's growing pains for Peyton Manning. Remember that? You don't remember that. But coming out of Tennessee, his very first year, true freshman, there's growing pains. There's obviously growing pains for Tua last year. It took him a long time to win him out. There's growing pains though at all. I'm just telling you, he'll grow through them, and he'll be as good as you've ever had here. Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, any comments on this?
Listen, I talked about the quarterback stuff with Brad at length yesterday. And when I left, by the way, I thought we were all on the same boat here. We were on board with the Trevor Lawrence, you know, train, the hype train. And I came back, and everyone's kind of flip-flopped. What happened? What happened in those 2 weeks?
No one flip-flopped.
I hadn't heard flip-flopped. A lot of people flip-flopped. Was it the media day stuff? Was it the golf outing? Some comments that were made? I don't know what happened.
You've heard flip-flop?
I've heard a lot of flip-flops. Seen a lot of flip-flops.
Who?
I mean, the listening audience. Good fair amount of them.
So they're all Kelly Bryant now?
Everybody seems to be Kelly Bryant. Even some people that work here with us that Who? Were a Trevor Lawrence supporter have gone back to
Brad Sinketh is
Kelly Bryant.
Is
No. I don't know what he is. He was one where he wouldn't commit.
Okay. John Height?
No.
Kwok?
No, I'm not going to say
Kelly?
I can't say the name.
Ben Milstead?
I can't say the name.
Walter Tool? Kwok? Kelly?
I can't say the name.
Kelly's a bit?
No, I didn't say Kelly.
I know, but I can look in your eyes. I can tell.
No.
Uh-huh, your poker face, your poker face. Mm. Kelly's a Kelly Bryant fan now?
It's just...
You can't be...
A
look,
couple of people.
No one's not a Kelly Bryant fan.
That's not the thing.
Everyone's a Kelly Bryant fan.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody but Virginia Tech, Auburn, Florida State, South Carolina, Miami.
Oh.
Everyone but those. Kelly Bryant will be revered as one of the all-time, one of the all-time bests, and one of the all-time
one of the
most popular players.
Yeah, most popular.
But I don't hear that.
Well, maybe it's just me being extra sensitive to it.
Maybe so. You're kind of sensitive.
I am.
An update. I sent the text back. You just want to call Uncle.
Oh, did he answer?
Just trying to get a response. No. The last time he texted was 42 minutes ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I got to write the number down, too, so I'll remember the number. I got a new pad here. I'm keeping...
You got numbers on the back of it?
Yeah. I wish we could keep the numbers, but I keep a little running list right now.
If you want to get an intern, I can have him come in here and save every number, every contact in the
phone. I'd love that, man. Yeah. I would absolutely love that.
We need an intern.
Text message story makes a good point. Kelly Bryant reminds me of JT Barrett. Could do a lot of things well, but is it great at any one thing? And you know what? Athlete and leader, too. Look, JT Barrett was a very, very, very important part of Ohio State football, winningest quarterback in Ohio State football history. But what did he actually win at Ohio State? Not a whole lot. My friends at Trail want to build a great building for you. About 2 weeks ago, I was with a friend, and he owns a business here in town, and Trail built their building for him. And I just asked him once again. I said, man, we know we do Trail ads, and I know they did this for you. I said, tell me about Trail. And he goes, I listen to your show. And he says, I am a very, very big supporter of Trail. And he goes, everything you say about Trail, all your stories you say about Trail, he goes, I heard him before. And he goes, and I know those guys. And I knew it would be this way going in, so I wasn't surprised. He goes, but I'm just telling you, everything you say about Trail is true. TREHEL.com. Get in touch with them. It's our great friends at Trail. They're going to build, they don't build single family homes. They'll build everything else in the world. It's Trail. The better building process works. How does it work? It works because there's great people doing it, first of all. But the same company designs it, builds it. And you're going to absolutely love the fact there's not delays and there's not change orders and it's going to be done on time and on budget. So they build the budgets, man. They're really good at building the budgets. They're really good at building on times. And then the quality buildings is going to be awesome. How do you in business this long without having any adversarial relationships? Interesting. It's great friends at Trail. Hey, quickly before I take a break, I got my Hook and Gaff hat on today. You didn't wear your watch because you're going to be asking my brother to watch. Mm-hmm. If I get you a hat, would you wear it?
A lid?
Yeah.
No. I'm pretty partial to the one I'm wearing now.
Okay, I'm going to get that hat right there. Will you wear the hat on Monday?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, we'll be asking my brother hat brother said.
I need one in the strap. I need a new strap though. Is what I need. That's what
a new
I need.
Strap.
Yeah.
Would you wear it on the show if I got you a new strap?
Oh yeah, I get a new strap.
Okay, so we'd be
nice little black.
That's my watch brother.
Little dive strap.
Great. Short break. We are now on our text deal, 44 minutes away from the last text from our buddy. We'll take a short break. Come back for more. It's Mickey Paul Show. More after this.
When it comes to iced tea, don't settle for anything less than legendary. Head to Bojangles and get a large 32-ounce freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Just $1 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially under construction. This condo hotel offers a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. It has 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units on Lake Hartwell right across from Death Valley. You can use your condo whenever you want or rent it to other Tiger fans when you're away. You better hurry, though. These condos are selling fast. Prices start in the mid-200s, and financing is available. For more information, go see my friend Taj Boyd at their sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
South Carolina homeowners, now is the perfect time to get a home equity line from State Credit Union. With an interest rate of just 2.9% APR for the first year, you can use the equity in your home to finance home improvements, higher education, or to consolidate your debt. And for a limited time, there are no closing costs. For more information, visit our website today at scscu.com/equity. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you're a pro, the PPG paint you count on every day is now at the Home Depot every day, starting at only $15.97 a gallon. Count on PPG Ultra High for quick turn jobs, PPG Diamond for easy application, and PPG Timeless for guaranteed one coat hide and coverage. And now, count on the Home Depot to have it all. PPG Pro Grade paint, starting at only $15.97 a gallon, as close as your nearest Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Tri-County Technical College, is assisting with the recruitment and training for RBC Aerostructures. RBC Aerostructures will be accepting applications at their job fair located at the Shaver Complex in Seneca on Tuesday, July 31st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. For a full list of potential employment opportunities and to apply online today, visit sctechjobs.com or attend the job fair July 31st. RBC Aerostructures is an equal opportunity employer.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
That's right, sports fans.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
First things first, I'm the realest. Realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it. Let them feel it. And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right. First things first, Zach, I'm the realest. I just want to make sure you know that right off the bat, right?
Sure, no, that's been established. Well established.
You established that. Our texting friend's not the realest. Disappeared, man.
Here you go.
Good stuff. Let me tell you about our Palmetto Dunes. Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I'm looking right now at the Travel and Leisure World's Best Awards for 2018. Congratulations. That's a big deal for those folks. You know, they compete. I mean, they want to be, you know, given accolades. Everybody likes giving us accolades. I told you right now, you've got the Summer Saturdays, 50% off for all three courses between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. between now and August 25th. Use that summer promo code, SummerSaturday18. And doesn't it apply to any other reservations you already had right there? But that's a pretty cool deal. I love the golf app that they have, which you get to see the every hole by hole and where to hit it. That's a pretty cool thing they've got. Technology's on their side. Hey, get on their mailing list to learn more about the fireworks, more about the summer, more about the music scene there, more about the food, the tennis, the golf. Take all of that, and you're going to love it. It's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful award-winning resort in beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We didn't get through round one yesterday of the RBC Canadian Open. And we do have a ton of South Carolina guys on here. Quickly, I can tell you that Dustin Johnson's 4-under right now. The leaders, oh, by the way, are at 9-under. Did we complete the first round this morning? I think we did. Dustin's at 4-under, tied for 23rd. William McGirt's 3-under, tied for 46th. Stuart Sink's at 2-under, tied for 71st. Kevin Kisner alert. And Kyle Thompson, 1-under par, tied for 85th. Wesley Bryant and Bill Haas are even par there at 103. Jonathan Bird, 2-over, tied for 134. Brendan DeYoung, 3-over, 143. Scott Brown, 4-over, 148. Sam Saunders, 5-over, 150. Man, that's a long list of South Carolina natives playing up at the Canadian Open, RBC Canadian Open, up in Oakville, Ontario, Canada. That's our Palmetto Golf Report. Don't forget, we've got the State Am next week. You've got a bunch of the USAM after that. So we've got a bunch of local players that are going to do also awful big things in the month of August. And then college golf season starts soon after that. part of our Palmetto Golf Report. Get on their mailing list, Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. And there's our great friends, the award-winning resort at PalmettoDunes.com. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Tennessee Duke checks in with us on our Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Tennessee Duke. How you doing?
Hey, good, guys. How are y'all?
Man, we're blessed. Very well.
Hey, just real quick. I caught your comment, Mickey, on Ohio State's quarterback. Shoot, now his name's slipping my mind.
JT Barrett.
Sorry. Yeah. JT Barrett. How many games did JT Barrett lose in college? Six?
I had to look
five or six?
Yeah, I had to look that up and see.
It was something like that. I mean, it was only one or two games, you know, basically every season. So, J.T. Barrett was a great college quarterback. His only issue was he couldn't really win the championship game, and he got hurt, and then the other guy stepped in that one season and, you know, and beat Bama with him. But the in my opinion, you know, J.T. Barrett, Kelly Bryant, they're really the same guy. You know, when you look at them, you know, based on their skill set, JT Barrett was really never a what you would consider a throwing quarterback. He was a runner first. I think that's probably how you would categorize Kelly Bryant, even though I think he throws the ball a lot better than a lot of people give him credit for. You know, it's, your comment was, what did he really do in college? Well, you know, he did a lot. I mean, he just didn't win a championship. That's really all he didn't do.
Right.
You know, he did win a Big Ten championship. And you know, I think, you know, we've gotten to the point, you know, and, you know, I do this too. We've gotten to the point where we way over-criticize how, you know, when somebody just doesn't win a natty that, you know, they really didn't have a great career or whatever. And that, you know, I hate that we're getting to that point because, I mean, Trevor Lawrence is he's a prodigy for sure. He's probably, in my opinion, since Peyton Manning came out of high school, he's probably the best quarterback prospect since then. I mean, when you look at him, you know, and if you go back and watch, you know, Peyton Manning's high school career, they're really similar. And, you know, he's a definite, you know, probably a, you know, a game changer in regards, even though Clemson doesn't need much of a game changer here recently, but he's the next, you know, great thing in my opinion for sure. But he still has to win the job. You just can't give it to him. Peyton came into college. He was third string, and, you know, Colquitt, the starter that year, got hurt in the first game. People don't remember Todd Helton, who played first base for the Colorado Rockies for many years, was the second-string quarterback. And he played for a couple of games and then got hurt in the Georgia game. Peyton's first start came, you know, four or five games in against Washington State and won the game. They won the game 10-3. You know, it was from there, you know, that he became, you know, the starter forever. Well, he only lost five or six games in his entire college career. He never won a natty. He only won one SEC championship. But my gosh, you have to say that, you know, he was a great college quarterback. And I think JT Barrett's the same. It's just, you know, some of these guys, it still is a 22-man, 85-man roster team game. And sometimes the cards just don't line up and there's one other team out there that's got your number. And, you know, we'll see how that pans out for Trevor, but I think, you know, as you go along, I think Kelly has to be the starter. I've told all my friends this, you know, that it's ridiculous that there's even a question. I mean, the guy literally lost one game last year, and that really wasn't his fault, in my opinion. You know, they weren't going to stop Bama anyway. So, you know, it's a hard discussion, but I think until Kelly gives it away, I think that's his job.
I agree on all the JT Barrett stuff, and I agree with that we hold people way too high a standard in championships. But I don't agree on the I mean, Clemson, Alabama, Clemson couldn't hold out. Alabama only had 261 yards. And now, that wasn't all Kelly Bryant's fault, but Bryant did miss open receivers. Bryant didn't. The thing about Bryant and the thing about you saw with JT Barrett in some big games and the thing you see it with Jalen Hurts many times is because they aren't great passers and they don't trust their passing. They don't cut it loose and they don't make mistakes, but they pull the ball down and run. That's their game a lot. I'm just telling you from a defensive coordinator standpoint, I'm not sure. We say JT Barrett would have won a championship. I don't know if JT Barrett would have beat Alabama that year in the Sugar Bowl and beat Auburn that year in the national championship game. Cardale Jones came in, beat those teams, won the Big Ten, then and did all that because. Barrett, real quick. It's easier to defend that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I there was no balance in the offense with JT Barrett. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. But to your point, Mickey, and just, you know, real quick, I mean, this is probably an argument that's going to go on for a long time, you know, not just, you know, for today, but, I mean, for the next weeks. But, you know, real quick, I mean, if let's say that game happens today and, you know, the season has panned through, is Trevor Lawrence going to step into that game, you know, against Bama and win it? You know, I'm not sure he does, you know, because I don't know. That's the question we'll never be able to answer, you know, him come being a freshman. But, you know, it's a great problem to have, I know.
Yeah, those questions will be answered, no doubt. Tennessee, dude, I appreciate the phone call.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend. JT Barrett, look. Zach, you remember this, right? You remember that the freshman year, and the first quarterback that got hurt or moved or whatever, the Miller kid. So Barrett comes in.
Braxton.
Braxton Miller. So Barrett comes in and does a good job. And that's they go through, that's the 14th season. And then he gets hurt. And then they stomp Wisconsin 59-0. They beat Alabama in the Sugar Bowl 42-35, and they beat Oregon 42-20. You know the most important part of that? You know the most – I'm just going to back up. You know the most impressive player of that run that they had in that 59 – remember, they almost didn't get in the playoffs.
I recall.
They beat Wisconsin, who was ranked 11th at the time, 59-0. They put up 42 on Alabama and 42 on Oregon. The most impressive player was Zeke Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll ask you this.
That's why he was drafted so high for the Cowboys.
Would Zeke Elliott have rushed for over 200 yards a game in those three games? If JT Bear is at quarterback and you don't have to respect the downfield passing game and you can load the box and you try to stop him first. I think Cardale Jones, who is a pocket passer and a guy who got the vertical passing game going in those games, made it easier on Zeke Elliott. I learned this in 1986, 1987, 1988 in that range. Emmitt Smith says, when I go to a school, I want to go to a balanced offense. Everybody else says, I want to go to a running game. They want to run the ball. We want to run the ball. Emmitt Smith said, I want to go to a balanced offense. I don't want to see 9 in the box against me.
Sure.
Cardale Jones backed Wisconsin, backed Alabama, and backed Oregon out of the box and made it easier on Zeke Elliott to get 200 yards. And then they had balance and they had a vertical passing game. I watched last year Jalen Hurts continue to pull the ball down, not take any chances, not throw it downfield, and Alabama at times got pretty doggone easy to defend. I'll tell you this. Last year in the – just against Georgia, just in the playoffs, at the highest level now. Look, Jalen Hurts is going to beat almost every team on the schedule. But in the highest level of competition, with Anderson and, you know, running the ball at a very high level in the Rose Bowl game, and Baker Mayfield throwing it vertically downfield, Oklahoma put up 531 yards against Georgia. They rushed for 242 against Georgia. Alabama, and they threw for 289. With Jalen Hurts in the first half, they got shut out. Why'd they get shut out? Georgia didn't respect the downfield passing game. Georgia loaded the box. The safeties were crashing the box. They were attacking the line of scrimmage, and they shut Alabama out in the first half. Same defense. Would you agree that Georgia's defense looked awesome in the first half of the national championship game?
Yes.
How awesome did the Georgia defense look in the Rose Bowl?
They, yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
They gave up 48.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield made Anderson a better back and all the other guys or whoever else they had run the ball last year. I watched a little bit of that game last week or yesterday or last couple of days it was on. He made Sermon. Made all those guys, they were good backs. And the reason they're good backs is because you couldn't load up to stop the run. Alabama's offense is better with Tua at the controls because Tua is not afraid to throw the ball. He doesn't pull it down. After the first receiver's covered, your first read's covered, pull it down, scramble, try to make a play. Either extend the play to your feet a little bit, maybe throw it to a secondary receiver later, or pull it down and try to run downfield. So what do? Your safeties are crashing, man. You're loading the box anyway, and then they're coming up. Your defensive ends aren't getting too far upfield, and you're stopping the run. Cardale Jones showed us that. JT Barrett showed us that. JT Barrett was limited. I watched JT Barrett in person.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't impressed with him. Why? Clemson confused JT Barrett. He didn't have all the confidence in his passing game to begin with, and they showed him exotic blitzes and some zone blitzes. They loaded up against the run, and they shut him out. Is that 1 year post-national championship or is that 2 years post-national championship? 2 years post-national championship.
Yeah, 2014 they won it.
And then and Clemson played them in
2016, didn't they?
Yeah.
It was the first game in the Bama.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you could have shut down JT Barrett. I mean, I don't know if you could have shut down Cardale Jones. Now, he was gone at that point in time.
So, all this comes back to here, right?
All this comes back to if you're a one-dimensional guy mm-hmm. And they're not going to respect the passing game, they're going to load the box. The safeties are going to crash the line of scrimmage. They're going to attack the line of scrimmage. Your running backs are not going to have as much room. I don't care how good your offensive line are. You got five guys on the offensive line. They can't block six, can't block seven. And all you little underneath passing game, they're going to come attack you at the line of scrimmage.
Now, as one texter gets in and asks the following question, how do you account for the fact that Kelly Bryant was ranked as one of the highest efficiency passers down the field last season?
That's. Do you think he's one of the best downfield passers in college football last year?
That's what the stats say.
Come up with a little stat. He didn't throw a lot downfield. That's how.
Lack of attempts.
Right. And the fact that he didn't take a lot of chances downfield. They didn't want him to take chances. He did exactly what they wanted him to do. He had a great year. He did exactly what they wanted him to do. Don't put the ball at risk. You know who put the ball at risk? Deshaun Watson. You know why? Because when he did throw an interception, the very next drive, you take over on 8-yard line, and they go 92 yards. And then the very next drive, you take it over at your own 40, and they go 60 yards. And you take it the very next drive at their own 30, go 70 yards. And you make a mistake every once in a while, but you're aggressive and going downfield. So who's a better downfield passer, rating-wise, whatever? I don't know what that little rating, efficiency rating is. But I know who you couldn't load the box against. I know you had to respect the downfield passing game. And JT Barrett is probably a pretty efficient downfield passer. JT Barrett wouldn't take a chance. He wouldn't throw the ball downfield. He ate it, and in the process, he was easy to defend. And if I'm a defensive coordinator, give me a guy who can't throw it downfield.
He's a good guy. Popular player on the team, good leader.
Right. Cardale Jones won him that championship. Ezekiel Elliott won him that championship. Tua won him that championship. Give me a guy. I can defend the guy. Heck, Alabama had 261 against Clemson. I can defend the guy if he can't throw it downfield. Because I'm gonna. You got five offensive linemen? I don't care how good they are. We're going to beat you up. My seven's better than your five. What?
I love it. I love the passion.
That's it.
I'm all about the passion. We're past the break, though.
All right. Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com. Today and tomorrow, big deal, big, big, big deal, big deal, big deal, big, big, big deal. Hey, we got the Diamond Design Show. Give me the Diamond Design. Go in there pick out the unmounted diamonds. You're going to love that. It's a big deal, man. It's one of their best days, best 2 days of the year. Remount, restyle, unmounted diamonds, upgrade. Let them do that for you. Not everybody's like Zach Orr can design their own diamond. Let these guys help you out at Reed's Jewelers. 288-9752. 288-9752. Great friends at Reed's Jewelers. REEDS.com. We're Eskimo Brothers as far as giving diamond rings. short break. We'll wrap things up. Final segment after this.
The countdown is on. 36 days till Clemson football.
Second down and three. Clemson at their own 40. Bryant going play action. Looking downfield under pressure. Throwing it long, running. Renfrow catches it in Louisville territory inside the 25.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Mickey Pollard here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. Again, that's BioTestPlasma.com.
Have you heard about the changes over at T.Ed Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000-square-foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating. Convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodations Tax.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Get your perfect car for your best summer yet right now at Anderson Ford during their summer clearance event, now through July 30th. These deals won't last long on hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you could be driving home in your car today. Open daily till 8, 6 on Sunday. It's the summer clearance sales event going on right now at Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard, a few miles east of I-85 at exit 19. Ride in style this summer from Anderson Ford.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what she said.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Friday. Our great friends at Urban Nirvana. Can you tell the folks that you're an Urban Nirvana guy? Can you tell folks about Urban Nirvana?
I am an Urban Nirvana guy. They've helped me out of, a couple of last-minute, forgot-to-get-a-present situations, and it's been easy to do so. You can go to the website, and you can download a gift card. You can email the gift card right to your special lady friend or man friend, whoever you're out shopping for, their inbox, and they can go and treat themselves. Or you can go with them, get a little couples massage, and just enjoy everything that Urban Nirvana has to offer. I understand Meredith might be going to Urban Nirvana this weekend.
I think she's going either today or tomorrow.
Man.
She's going to love it. And then I'll be like, a hero again.
A hero.
Yeah.
Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Locations in Greenville, Charleston, and Columbia.
On our Twitter feed, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24, Gray writes in, Florida plays Florida State. I think they play every year. They do play every year, but this year the point is that Florida also plays Charleston Southern, Colorado State, and Idaho. So that was it. Texas, what was that last rejoin? That's CeeLo. That's Gnarls Barkley. That's Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. CeeLo.
That is not a new song.
No, that's old. All my songs are old. You know what I notice? Yeah, Texas says, wait, no Mickey to Gnarls? Or no vocals, Mickey to Gnarls? Sure. Come on now, who do you? You know what I notice about the hip-hop nowadays?
What's that?
There's an artist out there, I don't know who he is, but I hear him all the time on these little teeny bop stations.
Teeny bop.
And it's like they woke the guy up out of bed. It's like, I only love my mama and my bed. It's like, it's hard for the person to get out of bed. Like, you're going to be cutting records. Shouldn't he have a little more? It just seems like he's tired.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that one?
I think you might be thinking of Post Malone.
Who?
Post Malone.
He needs to be pre-Malone. Get the guy up out of bed, get him a little excited about stuff out there. What? You know what I'm saying? It's like he's tired. Get the guy a nap, man. Get the guy some rest and then let him cut a record when he gets back in.
Just a little siesta.
I'm kind of lazy. I don't really want to do this right now. But I'm going to cut a little album, make a bunch of money. You know what I'm saying? That's what it sounds like to you?
No, I guess. I don't know.
All right. I'm going to fly through a couple things. I want to do more FBI stuff. We'll do FBI next week. Oh, by the way, on our Twitter feed, Chelsea writes in, huge cast greater than bad hair. I hope cows are more important than hair. Hair, I've got nothing for you. Cows might have a little something for you. Cows, what are you doing listening to Teeny Bop Station? That's called a scan or seek. So when it goes through, I can't tell you how fast I turn that one. Texture, that's Drake. You cross the line. Hey, man, I don't care if it's Drake or not. Just, dude, take a nap, man. Did he cash that one in? He sound like he tired.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
You heard a song about, I don't love her, I don't love my mom in my bed.
Oh, that's Drake, yeah.
I'm kind of tired. I don't have any energy. Oh, I got to do this other song right now. Am I right?
Yeah, oh, you're all over it.
Can you imagine like Paul McCartney doing that?
Things have changed, my man. Things have changed.
All right, you want to quickly fly through some of these?
Yeah, what do you want to do? What do you want?
I got this guy saying, love the show and know this debate is endless, but sometimes it seems like you think Kelly Bryant can't throw the ball downfield, and in fact, Pro Football Weekly ranked him one of the best deep throwers in efficiency-wise in the nation. And so what's better, those guys that rate every game or you? Again, the efficiency part is that he didn't throw the ball downfield. He had 13 touchdown passes last year. I love Kelly Bryant, man. I think he's one of the greatest kids ever. He's an awesome kid, and he won 12 games. He's awesome, but don't try to tell me he's a great downfield passer. Pro Football Weekly, you can stick that in your ear. That's not what he does. Does anybody think that Kelly Bryant's a great downfield passer? The efficiency rating is one thing. They didn't throw the ball downfield. And if you only throw it the limit of your times, he threw 13 touchdown passes last year. That's not what they did. They asked him to not make mistakes. He didn't. They asked him to run the ball. He did. They asked him to distribute the ball out in the flats, and Hunter Renfrow takes it for 61 against the Gamecocks. That's great. Throws out in their flats to Ray Ray McCloud a couple times. He throw it downfield 3 to 4 times a game. but don't, I mean, you could give me whatever stat you want to give me. He's not a great downfield passer. That's great. There's no one thinks that Kelly Bryant's going to throw the ball downfield. He says that Pro Football Weekly had X and current scouts chart every play. Right about limit throws. I think Clemson staff wanted him to limit turnovers. Sure, Clemson's defense was so good last year. They said, let's don't throw the ball downfield. Let's limit that. Let's try to run the ball. And as a result, they won 12 games. They did exactly what they had to do in a year in an offense, which you're rebuilding. Last year was a rebuild on offense, right?
Correct.
Agree upon that?
Correct.
And so that's what they did, and they were awfully effective at it. But if you want to get back to wide receiver you and get back to winning national championships and getting back to, then you got to throw the ball downfield more. And what did Dabo Swinney, what did Tony Elliott, what did Brandon Streeter, and what did Jeff Scott say in the offseason? Our number one goal is we got to be more vertical in our passing game.
Mm.
We got to cut it loose more. We got to take a few more chances downfield. And that's when Feaster and Etienne are going to be better. I go back to this thing all the time, man. You watching the spring game. Throw the ball out in the flats, they're going to come attack the line of scrimmage. You throw the ball out in the flats, and they're going to stalk that blocking wide receiver over there, and they're going to come gang tackle. Unless you take your shots downfield. You take your shots downfield, you back them off. Simple as that, man. You got to have balance in that offense. If you want to go back to being wide receiver, that's my point. 12 games, I don't care. Run the wishbone for 12 games, 12 wins a year. I don't care. I like winning. You got anything to add to this? You like the saltiness over there, don't you? Like you,
I'm just letting you go this morning.
You like the passion in there a little bit?
There's nothing I can add that's going to make that better.
Or else don't tell Joe Nauta, don't tell Justin Ross, don't tell Darion Kendrick, don't tell T. Higgins we're wide receiver. You got to throw the ball downfield, so take some shots. It's a good point. A lot of those balls were dropped last year, too. Couldn't count on Deion Kane. He dropped the ball.
Who was apparently having a strong start to training camp for the Colts.
I've heard all that. Show me. Just show me. Brad, he's my also agent. I'm in good hands with Brad. He's in my good hands with all set. And call him at 292-3001. Get in touch with Brad Hughes. Get in touch with Allstate. Brad Hughes can help you out like he helped me out. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today I forgive Pro Football Weekly or whatever rates or whatever. Does anybody really think that that's a strength? I'd love for it to be. Does anybody think that's really like a strength? Tech said he only completed 22% of balls over 20 yards pass. He was 11 of 43 in passes over 20 yards. So in other words, they threw it 43 times over 20 yards last year. 3.5 times a game, maybe?
Maybe.
So, there. No one's telling you that he's a great downfield passer. He's a winner. He's a great kid. But I'll forgive you try to tell me, like, the efficiency rating was this or anybody, you know. Put it this way. You think defensive coordinators think that? You think Alabama thought that? No. You got to stop the underneath stuff, stop the running game. Little deal there. I'll forgive whatever stat you want to throw out there, whatever website you want to throw out there. My eyes tell me differently. So I'll trust my eyes on that one. You trust your eyes on that one or not?
Trusting them. Trusting them. Trusting my eyes, trusting your eyes.
Okay. Doctor, my eyes.
There it is.
Skip the.
There it is. Where's that been on show?
Jackson Brown. That's a great song. You working the next show?
Yeah, buddy.
Let's finish things up. Skip the music. What do you got 2-minute drill for me over there?
Yes, as we mentioned briefly earlier in the show, but need to mention it now because I know there's a lot of Yankees fans out there. Aaron Judge.
Man,
out.
I didn't want to go down on this thing.
Weeks with a broken bone in his right wrist. Jacob Junis is probably going to be number one in the eyes of New York Yankees fans. Threw a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, full count, right onto the wrist there, shattered it there, and he's out for 3 weeks now.
Ouch. Quickly, my 2 minutes are brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. Frog Real Estate Needs is EricNewton.com. Quickly, I made a mistake earlier. There is another team that is expected to, on FPI, that expected to win. Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Washington, Notre Dame, Oklahoma. Also, Miami is not expected to go undefeated, but they're favoring every game. And the only one Miami schedule is pretty weak. 54.1% at Virginia Tech. Anyway, let me thank our sponsors, texters, tweeters, emailers. Zach, or great job on segment two and beyond. What? Let me know what we're going to wear on Monday. That way we can be Eskimo Brothers somehow, some way on that. up next, two of my favorite people, Brad and Zach.
Hey, folks, tomorrow, yeah. 3 to 10. What is it at SO?
Oh, yeah, man. Come on, see us. Stronger than sarcoma. Looking forward to that. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday right here on the radio.